This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, yes, Taz and Andrew Bogus here as we top of the hour Jones, as they say in the radio business. Tell you this right now, we got the three coming up in a second. Andrew Bogus bragged earlier how he does these sports minutes and he's getting to do them all week.
Yeah, I just quit.
Well, one of the producers of it just came in here and just said, Andrew, you got to redo it because basically did a 20-second minute. It's supposed to do 59 seconds. What's the actual number you're supposed to do?
I think it's somewhere between like 48 and 50 seconds is the sweet spot because there's like, you know, there's a sound effect maybe at the beginning and the end.
I've done these before. Don't be condescending to me.
It's not a full minute of talking.
Well, you did 20 seconds.
I'm trying to behave here. Like, if this is you, the person that came in here to tell you that you were too short would have not finished telling you that
anyone
you were too short.
Anyone tells me I'm too short, we're fighting.
He would have been gutted on the floor, intestines out, asking for mercy.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours at Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgaged. Phone number here is 855-212-4227. What do you mean? Like, the man came in here and said you were short on the thing. Someone says I'm short because I'm not a tall guy.
Right.
I'm going to get insulted and think they're body shaming.
Yeah.
If they say, Taz, you're short on the minute, then I won't get mad.
Right. No, I understand the issue, and I'm sorry that it was short, but I do take pride.
How many seconds short were you?
So, well, that's where the issue specifically lies at the moment.
This is why you're seventh on the depth chart.
I take, now, not to pull the curtain back too much, but there are people that do minutes around here, sometimes regularly, sometimes as fill-ins, that don't really take into account the time allotted to do these minutes, and they hand our sweet tape ops.
Well, hold on, what do they have to do with you?
Well, Let me get there.
Sorry, pardon.
Sit back. Thanks, Taz. Hour number three, just bogus. Taz back tomorrow. They will give these guys who sit out there waiting to load these minutes and play them properly for all of our affiliates, they'll give them like 70 seconds to go cut this down. Like they don't take into account that they only have 50 seconds to talk.
That's unprofessional.
And it's hard to cut 3 seconds off of a clip.
Absolutely.
Let alone like 13. So I make sure when I write mine that I time them so that when I give them to these guys, all they have to simply do is take the beginning and the end off, make sure it's nice and tight, and then it's done. So I thought that I had done this one in the correct time. I knew it was a little short, but I didn't think it was too short. Now, when Kevin walked in and said it's like 40 seconds, that raised my ears because I know it wasn't 40 seconds. I knew it was 40.
So now Kevin's not doing his job.
Well, I knew it was like 45 or...
Did you just say Kevin's not doing his job right?
I'm getting there. So I knew it was like 45 or 46. I was hopeful that that was enough time that it wouldn't be obvious that it was too short. But Kevin said
very defensive.
Kevin said that he went into my recording and took out all of the spaces between words, which I were there because that was the way I naturally read it.
Oh,
so
my God.
Kevin made it shorter than it was. It was too short to begin with, but Kevin like exacerbated the shortness.
You really didn't do the right. You didn't hit your time cue, and now you're saying you're blaming Kevin. That's what's going on.
Kevin made it worse. It began with me. Kevin piggybacked, and now it's a 39 second embarrassment.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that I brought up on the radio.
Yeah,
you're welcome. All right, here's the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose, number one.
Jaguars fire Tom Coughlin.
Oh, that's it.
Let's play it again because he had a
number one.
Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin.
Hold on a sec.
Because his sports minutes were too short.
Hang on a sec. He said Jaguars.
Number one.
Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin.
He did.
Does he not realize it's Jaguars?
He doesn't.
How do we say? How do you say it, Mike? How do you say it?
Jaguars.
Pete?
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
And he said Jaguars.
He did.
He probably says Bengals, too.
Wow.
And supposedly,
Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin.
Why is everyone talking over video, or I should say,
Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin?
See how I lay out? That's a professional. I'm getting interrupted by a video, an audio element.
Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin.
I lay out. You took over things.
Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin.
I'm like a machine. I lay out.
You're better than me. That's long established. But I spoke over the first one the first time on purpose. Now, it didn't work
because
in the end.
Because you're still crying about this minute that
you
messed
up. You know what?
Dude, I gotta your face is so red. You're pissed.
I got to take this hour off, or at least this first segment, just to decompress a little bit.
You got
to
relax.
Tell me how to breathe. How do I do this?
Namaste. Namaste. Like that. That's how you
do it.
What
was that noise?
That's how you
breathe.
I'll
pass on that part.
Yeah, what the hell? What?
Some kind of lizard?
I told you, my lizard issues. So Tom Coughlin is, as you heard, Jaguars have fired him.
Jaguars fired Tom Coughlin.
So, yeah. I mean, nothing funny about someone losing their gig, but we're having fun with our video guy, audio guy there. But here's the thing, though. You know, look, Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, felt like he kind of said that he was gonna do this basically towards the end of the year anyway, but over the past couple days, I guess he had an epiphany and something changed his mind, so we know what that something is. It kind of seems like we know what it is, Andrew. You know, what happened with the NFLPA and what they had said and what players have not been happy and just with the Jaguars and grievances they filed and blah, 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 blah. So
I'm surprised maybe a little that he admitted that he was going to fire Tom Coughlin and then had to do it this week because of this. And if you don't know everything that's gone on, the most recent thing that the Jaguars got in trouble for was fining Dante Fowler. Was it $70,000 or $700,000?
$700,000.
Over accrued fines for missing a bunch of rehab and like doctor's appointments at the team facility
Season. Almost $1 million.
And none of that was allowed because nothing can be mandatory. Whether it's in general, there are obviously voluntary off-season things. And then specifically to like medical issues, you can't make a player have those things done, treatment checkups at team facilities. So the Jaguars just ignored the rules, didn't know what the rules, I mean, they knew what the rules were. So they ignored the rules, thought they somehow were above the rules. And then not only, you know, it's one thing to maybe be mad at a player, but then they fined him. They made a paper trail of their illegal anger against this guy. It's not the first time players have filed grievances against the Jaguars, who are running, you know, this ridiculously tough ship. And it begins with Tom Coughlin. They got called on it, and the PA took the, at least in our vantage point, the fairly drastic measure to warn players in an internal note that maybe you should think about signing there because they're crazy. And Shad Khan's got to dump Tom Coughlin.
Right, and well, once Mr. Khan sees that, you know, he realizes, well, wait a minute, we can have potential free agents that maybe want to come play in Jacksonville. We might want a court to come play for us. And, you know, you have the players' union basically saying to the public, you might want to reconsider playing for this team. That starts, you got to cut the head off of that. And the head of that was Tom Coughlin. So, and, you know, he's had that reputation of being a real tough egg to play for. And we've heard the stories with the Giants. We talked about it earlier. What would they call it? Like Coughlin time? Like if you got to be there at 3 o'clock, make sure you're there at, be there 15 minutes early or half hour early.
5 minutes early. Now, here's what I never understood, right? The clocks in the Giant facility were 5 minutes fast, right? So that you, like, if you, the meeting was at 1 o'clock, and when the clock said one and you were there, it really was 12:55, so you were early for the meeting. But everyone knew they were early, so you knew that wasn't the time.
It's stupid.
It was always stupid. It almost cost him the situation with the Giants.
Giants.
And now it officially cost him his job with the Jaguars.
Yeah, because, listen, I got to be honest with you. When you get to that point right there, when you're, like, putting the clocks in the facility 5 minutes before, Coughlin's known to do that, or having everyone's there really early and all that stuff. Now you're making it about you. It's not about the players. It's not about the team. you know, you're making it about you. It's about that you're this tough egg and you're going to keep it that way. Hard ass Jones, Hard O City. You know, it's about you now. And that's bad. And you're a general manager. You're not wearing cleats. You're not strapping up a helmet. You know, you're not a coach on the field anymore. You know, it's got to be about the players. Well, and, you know, that's what wins games.
And you have to be consistent. If you are going to be this insane taskmaster, then you have to be on your P's and Q's more than anybody else.
That's right. And you know, he wasn't.
Right. You know, he completely ignored the rules that are in writing, that have been negotiated, that have been between the league and the players. You know, Bill Belichick can yell no days off because he kind of takes no days off.
Right.
Because he's in his office in his sweats with his pants pulled up to his knees.
Right. We
breaking
went over
down
the elastic,
film.
The elastics involved.
Right. You know, watching illegal video of the Bengals. Like, he's doing everything to make sure that the Patriots win. So then he can expect you to do everything to make the Patriots win. Tom Coughlin completely disintegrates all of his integrity and everything by doing things like this. He demands all of these things of you, but then gives the rule book the middle finger. So yeah. I got no patience for that.
Yeah, that's, you can't be that way. If you're gonna lead by example, if you're gonna be that guy who's gonna be chirping, you want to be that kind of a boss, you want to be a hard guy, you gotta lead by example. You gotta do the right thing all the time. All right, here we go. Number two.
Dak Prescott limited in practice with injured shoulder.
He's got the issue with that AC joint. You know, that's something that's no joke. I've had a couple operations on my shoulder due to AC joint issues. You got to be careful, dude. You know what happens, man? That you could end up having a rupture with your rotator cuff and stuff like that, or a bicep tendon. You got to really be careful with that. AC joint's no joke. So that's something that the Cowboys better keep an eye on with Dak Prescott.
Yeah. And how about Zeke Elliott telling us that? Like that, you let the secret out yesterday.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
Probably got a phone call.
Why,
I'm sure he didn't get fined.
That, like,
but like, you
that?
Can't tell us what's specifically going on with your QB. I think this is worse than they're obviously going to let on this week. He's going to play Sunday, but I'd be surprised if it wasn't obvious that he was hurt when we get to this game on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, he got hurt last weekend and he played through it. But sometimes, as you know this, like the emotion of it, why can't I think of the name? The adrenaline of the situation, like you can get through it in the moment.
Right.
But now to go through a whole week and things settle down and then get worked up again and now the other guys know about it, this is going to be a theme on Sunday in this almost for them, you know, do or die game against the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. If you're the Eagles, you're coming after them. And any chance,
I mean, you have to, right?
Any chance you get to go anywhere near that upper body towards that shoulder, you're going to. You know, if you're a defensive tackle, a defensive end, or a backer coming off the edge and blitzing, and you could sack him and drive him down on that shoulder, I know it sounds mean. That's football.
Right.
You got to do it. You got to be heartless. You got to be, you know, I don't want to say you're trying to hurt him, but you want to put him out.
Yeah, can't give him an
armbar. No, you're not going to armbar him. You're not going to be illegal, but if you tackle him and drive him down towards his shoulder, that's how it happens, Andrew. When you land, a lot of people don't know that. Cause I know it because it's happened to me in the ring a lot. When you land on the side of your shoulder, that's how you pop everything in the joint. Your rotator could pop. You could separate your shoulder. You could break your collarbone. All that way. You can't tear a bicep that way, but you definitely can affect your rotator cuff and that whole AC joint that covers that whole area when you land sideways on your side of your shoulder, your side of your deltoid. That's how it happens. It happened to me on a swinging neck breaker. How's that?
Yeah.
Against the franchise Shane Douglas in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Not fun.
And it doesn't sound like
it. And my shoulder was shot, and I was supposed to win the TV, I think it was the TV championship, and I won it. And I knew I was hurt. I won it and couldn't defend it. So next thing you know, we came up with some story why I couldn't defend it. We didn't tell the truth. Let's put it that way.
You lied to us?
We lied. Yeah. The company lied. Everybody lied. Here we go. Number three.
Number three.
Three Oklahoma players suspended for CFP semifinal game versus LSU.
Well, hold on. Before we get into this, do you think that Zach knows what CFP is, or
nope.
Just read the script?
I'm surprised he didn't say SIFT.
Sip. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been hilarious. So three guys, starting defensive end, a running back, and a wide receiver, all guys that play, varying degrees of importance, against the best team left standing, or the second best, if you like Ohio State a little better. So it's going to be a tough pull for Oklahoma no matter what, the Peach Bowl against LSU. And now they've got these guys out. And if they were somehow to survive that game, we don't know if these three will be available for the CFPA national title game after that. But the bottom line is, I mean, this happens all the time, right, Taz? You've got semesters changing, so academics become an issue.
Of course.
There's downtime. Guys
do finals. Right. They're happening right now.
Yeah.
You know.
Guys do stupid things. There were three Utah State football players that got caught smoking weed in their dorm room recently.
Oh, that's shocking. A college student smoking weed near his dorm or apartment?
No. So there's a lot of time to kill between the end of the regular season, the conference title game, and your bowl game, whatever it is, and guys can run amok, as you like to say.
That's my line.
And Oklahoma has to pay a pretty big price right now. Now, that there is a fourth player who is hurt, their number two running back. He apparently is good to go in this game. So they had that good news. But these three guys being out, the storyline for sure against the Tigers.
Well, to your point, that's the thing. When there's that downtime, you know, when it's not the regular structured routine of, all right, we got lift in the morning, I go to class, then we got treatment, you make sure you're at the trainer's room by whatever, 3 o'clock, then we got practice, you know, then we got film later on. You have a little bit of control over these guys, you know, over these young people. And now when there's a little downtime, you can't have them grinding every day.
Right.
Because they don't have games yet. You know, they don't have that game yet. And now there's a little downtime, and that's how these guys can lose jobs.
Yeah.
Because these 18, 19 year olds are, if they screw up or do something stupid, you can lose your job.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
That's a big problem. So there's your three biggest headlines of the day. All right. So when we
plus come, my short minute.
Yeah.
That's four. It's a bonus, number four.
I got a feeling during a break you're going to look into this, I would assume. What the hell happened?
Well, when I re-record it, because I am a gentleman, I'm going to ask Kevin to just leave it as it is. Don't take out my little tricks for spacing things out and extending the script.
That's the problem you do. You're overthinking it. Just, you're the talent. You go, you read.
Kevin!
You read the copy that you wrote yourself, and you move about your day, dude. You take your phone, you clock it for 58 seconds, 59 seconds.
48.
Whatever the hell it is. I've done these minutes. Don't talk to me like I haven't done minutes.
You did it once, right? And then never again?
And I did a one take.
And you didn't even write it. You just read it.
No, it was about WrestleMania. They had me do it one time. I can't. They would never have me do other minutes.
Look at the wheels spinning and Mike Bisping in his head right now.
You're right. He is.
I remember.
I did do a minute, but not. I wasn't on the show at that time.
You've done a minute when you've been on this show as well.
I think you're right. Now that you're saying
that. Yeah, that's what I remember.
I did a minute for WrestleMania once, too, when I was doing a special before I was on this show. But I did do one while I was on
you
the show.
You did do one. Something happened where people were out, and boom, the Taz minute.
Let me just tell you something right now. They do not want me. They never really had me do minutes. They had the other guy do a minute because, you know why? I'm the wrestler. Can't the wrestler do the minutes.
What do you know about writing?
What do you know about reading about sports? Yeah, well, why would you do it? Typecast Jones. 855-212-4227.
And it
worked. Took 2 years, but it worked.
I'm going to drop a Mission Accomplished banner on this place. Friday at 9:01.
Took 2 years, but it worked. He's getting out of here.
Ding dong, the wrestler's dead.
There's going to be a party here. Especially down the hall in that big room. Oh, man.
Got you a gift.
Yeah, why'd you get me a gift?
Because you're going to love it.
I hope you didn't spend more than $4 or $5.
Wouldn't do that.
Couldn't do that.
We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning.
CBS Sports Radio toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news! There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Got the big party coming up at the house over the weekend. The big Christmas party, family party.
What time should we be there?
You will not be near the compound. There will be, we have extra sonar.
It keeps happening.
I hired, I can't get into the whole conversation. This guy who has a business with animals.
Okay.
Sounds weird.
It does.
I'm intrigued.
There's all different type of animals you could hire from him. And he brings in a team of guys. John Black is his name, and he has
this
business, and he's based all the way out near the Hamptons, and you can hire him with his animals, and they patrol your property. So we're going to go with either the Rottweilers or the Doberman gang. So
not both.
No. So you could hire like four or five dogs, and he controls the dogs. So if anyone comes near too close, because I was wondering that a guy like you or Pete the Body might try to climb over the wall again like the last time to try and get into the compound.
We just want to be friends.
Mr. Black also has, you can hire him with chimpanzees because they could be very mean. He has rabid chimpanzees who will rip your face off. They can be very mean, chimpanzees. You know this, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to hire the Silverbacks. A lot of money.
Yeah, that's too much.
Above my pay grade.
Right.
A little too much.
Maybe 2020.
Five Silverbacks on your grass.
Silverback Saturday.
Merry Christmas. Show up to Taz's house. I just got my head ripped off.
Right. I think it's like there for the party. Oh, look. A Silverback.
Hello, you're not invited either. Okay.
That's fine. I'm just picturing Bilotti running across your lawn with chimps chasing after him with a ripped shirt.
Bradford Heller with a ripped shirt.
As he tried to leap over your fence, Bogus tried to boost him up, and they got caught, and there's chimps just running after them down the street.
Bilotti with like a Christmas red with a green Ralph Lauren horse on the pole.
And he's got a Santa hat on. He's like, I just wanted to be festive.
I just wanted to see Taz.
We're friends, I swear.
Oh, my God.
I brought cookies.
Did something happen? Someone just ran out of the studio.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Pete, everything all right? Okay. So, Heller, anyway, do you have another wrestling update in this update?
I do not. I packed it all into the last one.
You did a good job. Good job.
We'll have another one tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow.
Oh.
What movie is that from?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Rocky 2.
Okay.
Rocky 2?
Here we go.
Here we go.
Do you remember the scene?
I thought that was Rocky 4.
What scene are you talking about, Pete?
Aren't they running and he's trying
on the beach?
Yeah.
Apollo's running on the beach with Rocky.
I don't think that's Rocky 2.
According to YouTube, it says Rocky 3.
Okay.
So maybe if you guys want to compromise.
So he was preparing. He was preparing for Club of Lang. That means
correct. Okay. He was training him. This was after Mickey died.
You know what? Forget the chimps. Go with the Dobermans. When Pete shows up,
Heller.
Don't you have an update, Heller?
Wow.
You know, I could be into a Heller Bilotti rivalry. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun.
Kind of different.
I could see that. I'll be gone by the time that happens. Text me. Let me know how it goes. If I don't reply, just don't worry about
Bradford
it.
Bradford Heller.
Brad.
All set?
You should see Rocky 3. That line was in there.
It's been a while.
He goes to Rocky because Rocky couldn't run. He couldn't train right. And Apollo's like, what's wrong with you, man? Come on! And then I'm paraphrasing it. And Rocky's like, man, I'll do it tomorrow, man. Because tomorrow, there is no tomorrow. Classic line. And they echoed it. Imagine we had like a legitimate audio technician that could have that soundbite from that classic moment in that movie.
That would take this game to another level.
To hear the Carl Weathers, the actor known as Apollo Creed, or Apollo Creed, you get my point. The echoes. Andrew, what are you doing? You're running all over the place. I mean, you got like all
just
sorts of stuff.
I'm trying to plug my computer in so I can talk to you with facts and...
Have you been listening to this conversation?
Yeah.
There are no facts.
And I know nothing about Rocky 2, 3, 4, 1, and there's 17 different places to plug this thing in, but none of them will actually give me power. So I'm about to have to crawl into Taz's lap again and get the one power
I'll get it,
that works.
Please, I'm hosting a radio show. Hold on a second.
I know, I was trying to not bother
All right, so
you.
Here's the sound from the classic movie. 3, 2, 1.
There is no tomorrow. There's no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Echo Jones. Powerful. Carl Weathers. Right
a little
there.
Music, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Ominous music. Kind of sound a little bit like Bawami music. Did you hear that, Pete?
Yes.
Can I please have a power strip?
All right, Brad, do you think, kid?
All right, we'll start in the NBA. Now, every team in the NBA has at least one loss at home.
Butler turns on Simmons. Step back. Butler, nowhere to go. Finds Derrick Jones Jr. Three, got it, oh my! What a huge basket by Derrick Jones Jr. with 107 left to go in this ball game, and the Heat lead is up to 7 now.
Mike Inglis on Heat Radio. The Heat went into Philly and beat the Sixers 108-104. Kendrick Nunn led the way with 26. The Sixers are now 14-1 at home. Elsewhere, one game after erasing a 26-point deficit to beat the Bulls, the Thunder did it again against the Grizzlies.
Inside the final minute, deadlocked at 120. Fasten in. Paul behind a Gallinari pick, sweeping right. Jump stops, pulls up, throws up a 15-foot jumper and rips the cords. 122-120 Thunder. 51 seconds left. Chris Paul doing it again late with 18.
Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio. Oklahoma City erasing a 24-point deficit to beat Memphis 126-122. The Pelicans finally snapped their franchise record losing streak.
Back to Ingram. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 250. Pels up 103-89. Ingram to the right elbow. Stop, pop,
down!
And we got time taken off the clock, so take that.
B.I. taken over.
34 for Ingram.
And Brandon Ingram finished with 34.
That, take that, so take that, he goes.
Yeah.
Okay, that, so take that.
Take that.
From the broadcast location.
Take that!
Yeah.
Take that, players on the other team.
Take that. There is no tomorrow!
That's what he should have said. Forget
right.
about take that. He should have said.
That's
Ingram.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Pelicans ended the 13-game slide. They beat the T-Wolves 107-99. Todd Graffanini, Daniel Sellerson, and Carl Weathers on the call on the Pelicans radio network.
Rob Feller.
The big game tonight in the NBA, the Lakers and the Bucks and Milwaukee, both teams are 24-4. College hoops, number 6, Kentucky, losing to Utah and Vegas, 69-66. Gonzaga handed Carolina a fourth straight loss. North Carolina, that is, 94-81. The Tar Heels are 6-5. NFL news this morning, ESPN is saying that Vikings running back Dalvin Cook is expected to miss the Monday night showdown with the Packers because of a shoulder injury. The Jaguars fired Executive Vice President of Football Operations Tom Coughlin. GM Dave Caldwell and Head Coach Doug Marone will now report directly to owner Shad Khan. College football, 3 Oklahoma players have reportedly been suspended for the Peach Bowl. The semifinal matchup against LSU, starting defenseman Ronnie Perkins, running back Ramondre Stevenson, and receiver Trajan Bridges. From the NHL, the Avalanche are 10-1-1 in their last 12. They beat the Blackhawks 4-1. Guys?
Thanks, Ben.
Hey, you did a great show. You did a great job, as usual. Stellar. Heller.
Oh! Oh, whoa.
Oh, buddy.
How about that on the way out the door?
There's that moment when you know you just hit greatness.
And I'll walk out on that note.
Wowie, wowie. Stellar Heller.
By the way, I'm listening to audio. What's the matter, Pete? Is there a problem?
I think you're
trying to figure out what that was.
It's my laptop. I'm watching something. Tony Khan. I'm watching Tony Khan from AEW. He gave us, he's drinking beer in the ring, and he gave a stunner to Sean Spears.
Oh, he wrestles too sometimes?
It's the first time he's ever done something in the ring. So he did a beer bash, and it's tremendous. It's on, I don't know, found it somewhere online, and it's Tony Khan. He sees, hey, great job, Stellar Heller. Yeah, so that's what I'm watching.
Stellar Heller. I'm all in.
I guess I should shut this audio. Sorry, Pete. What's the matter? I can have fun.
Pete's having a good day today. You know that.
I know, but what is he like?
You know, he's awake, so it's not a good day.
I don't know what the big problem is.
I can construct a ball pit, too. We can jump into that, too.
Is that a wrestling joke?
Oh, you guys are getting on my nerves. I've had it.
If you want to fight, I'll fight you right now. I'm friends with you, but I've had fist fight with many friends.
I might be able to take down the Bigfoot right now.
1976 wants their monster back.
What are you using that with
the,
man.
Using that with the lowdown?
You can set that up.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, the what was the thing we were talking about before my audio interrupted from my laptop? What was it again?
Stellar Heller.
Stellar Heller, thank you. Man, that's something I mean, I have my trademark lawyers on right now. So then what he does, if he tries to use it, Andrew, I'll file an injunction against him. So
class guy.
Paperwork Jones.
Class guy. I wrote Jones on the way out the door. That's my gimmick. You know what I mean? Just send you a cease and desist. You know? Give the guy the gimmick. Give him his name. He goes to use it. He gets a letter.
True heel.
Total. Yeah. Oh, man. Tony Khan hit the stunner. It was money. I just watched it. It was very funny. Pete, I got to show you this. You'll crack up. All right, Haas. So
on the other side.
My last segment. Oh, no. That's tomorrow. I'm rehearsing for tomorrow. No, we're going to do something special for the last segment tomorrow. Taz is gone. You know what it is?
Sports.
Exactly.
All the sports hot takes.
Going to give you Joe Montana's stats from Notre Dame right through his time with the Chiefs. Forget about the 49ers. Or even give me the 49ers stats. All the 49ers stats.
If he just sat here and read numbers for 12 minutes to sign off,
dude, how great
might be the
be?
Greatest close in the history of radio.
What do you think, Mike? Good idea?
Love it.
Yeah, Pete's going to chime in.
What would be even better is if you pre-recorded it, played it back.
And leave at 8:30?
You weren't even here.
I might call in sick. That's what Bogus told me I should do. I'm getting a stomachache right now.
I didn't suggest it. I just predicted it.
You know the name of the song. This is the theme for this network, Once I'm Gone. It's called Without You. That's the name of the song.
By whom?
The Mad Caddies. Am I correct, Pete?
You are correct.
That's right, buddy. It's true.
Pete's done.
Without you.
Get Pete to Friday.
I don't know the rest of the words. That's the name of the song. It's by a band called the Mad Caddies. That's the name of it.
Funny you should mention them.
Google it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mad Caddies!
They're here!
They could come. Boss Gags.
Where's
busy.
Scott? Boss Gags is. Hey, that's the Mad Caddies!
Here's the Mad Kitty.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Mike, so you got a podcast dropping today, Mike? Or what do you got? What's going on?
Yeah, there will be an episode that drops today, later this afternoon. We'll drop a little Popeye's chicken sandwich food review.
I saw a photo you had of a I was busy, but I saw it looked like a hamburger chicken sandwich wrapped up. What was the photo about?
Yeah, that's the spicy chicken sandwich from Popeye's.
The famous one.
The famous one. My wife and I have the food review for that, which will drop this afternoon, and then a rec league basketball update on how my team's doing.
Hold on, let's back up to the chicken. So, how good is it? I never had the Popeye. Is it as good as
advertised? I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was excellent.
I don't want to spoil the review here, though.
I didn't leave there going, this is the best sandwich I've ever had in my life, but I would eat that 10 days out of 10. It was awesome.
Was it better than the Chick-fil-A regular chicken sandwich?
You know, I haven't had Chick-fil-A in such a long time. I don't remember exactly, but my thought was the Popeye's chicken sandwich is a little heartier than the Chick-fil-A one. Like, the chicken was thick.
I hate that.
Big piece of chicken.
Dude, hate that. What you just said, because I was just about to ask, excuse me, I was about to ask you a question. I was about to ask you that. Is it a thin cutlet? And it's not. It's a thick, see, that's disgusting.
Thick.
And see, here's the thing. What's that place? Bear Burger. We've talked about Bear Burger before.
Yes.
Great burgers. And their chicken's good, but their chicken sandwich, it's big as hell. I like a thin, that's like the old school Burger King chicken sandwich, the oval one, looks like a football. That is a thin cutlet. I like a thin chicken. Even if I get a chicken parmesan, I need thin. I had what do you call it, the other one? What's the other burger place?
Wendy's?
No.
High end? Are we going fast food chain?
Medium Jones.
Sonic.
No. Smashburger.
I never would have guessed that one.
My wife and I get chicken from there. You know, we get smashed chicken. The grilled chicken's really good. And you could do lots of different stuff with different toppings. I did the fried chicken cutlet from there, and it was thick.
I'm
like, yo, why are you not smashing it? You're supposed to be smashing stuff with the hammer.
Exactly.
Mallet Jones. Boom, 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 boom. Nothing.
Reviewed the Smash Tots from there a couple of weeks ago.
Those
were
phenomenal.
Those were good. Got a free Smash Tots because it took 15 minutes for them to get them to me.
Wow.
That's a whole nother story.
I feel like your whole life revolves around food delivery and eating food.
It's 100% correct.
Like
it's all I think of. It's all I think about. My day is, all I can think about is what I'm going to do for dinner tonight and how I'm going to time it with my basketball league.
How do you not put weight on? You're like a 60-pound soaking wet with a brick in your pocket.
I use the Stairmaster every day.
Oh. He also sits in that chair and frets for 3 hours, then goes outside the newsroom and sits in a puddle of nervousness. He's burning probably 3,000 calories a day just on anxiety.
Yeah, it's a great diet.
Love how you paint the poor guy. So you got a podcast dropping.
Right, drops today.
You're not doing anything on YouTube? You have a YouTube channel?
I do have a YouTube channel, but right now I'm not telling people about it because there's not much there.
Sorry, I probably should have said that.
Okay. No, it's all good. But I do have a YouTube channel where I'm putting some of these videos up, the food reviews that my wife and I do, so you can see us eating the food live.
That's awesome. It's funny you mentioned food, YouTube. I go to TazTube Jones to subscribe. I put content on there. That's nice. And it's funny you mentioned podcasting, Mike. There's actually a new Taz show dropped yesterday. A lot of hot takes in this one, buddy.
Mm.
Oof.
Right out of the oven.
Hey, Pete, did you hear it?
Oh, yes, it did.
The Corey Graves stuff?
Oh, yes. You didn't mix words.
Did I come out? Did I like the way I came out? Hardcore Jones.
Oh, yeah. You defended yourself. Let's just say
I did. I didn't feel like I disrespected him. I just was blunt Jones. I just had to be, you know.
Told it like it is. That's it.
Wow.
Self-defense city.
That's it.
Self-defense Jones.
You guys are going crazy. You guys are out of your minds. So this undercard we're going to do here in a second, I'm assuming it's pretty hefty, the undercard, right?
It's like the Popeye's chicken sandwich, yeah.
All right, we'll see what happens with it. Let's go.
Taz and the Moose present the Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, here we go.
All right, today is National Hard Candy Day. What's your favorite hard candy?
Oh, wow, I love this question.
Wow.
Hurrah! All right, so...
Hard candy.
All right, here's the thing. You want to go first? We can mix it in.
Yeah. So, does a lollipop count?
Yes.
Would count that.
Blow pop.
Pardon me?
A blow pop.
They're good.
They are good. Mike's looking at me like, I don't know what it is. It's got gum inside, bro. I've been eating gum pops since I'm like 10. I like this time of year. Green and white Jones. The winter green. You know the peppermint cans that are red and white? They're
yes.
The green and white.
Oh, yeah.
Tough to find. So, quick. Take two. Quick story. Couldn't find. My wife loves these too. We can't find. It's hard to find. The red and white you get, no problemo. I take to Amazon. I ordered them.
A jug of them?
Well, dude, a box of them came. My wife, because you spent $40 on spearmint candies? I go, yeah, I guess they're probably expensive. She goes, no, you're going to get a lot. Dude, the box. We've had them for 3 years. Still can't go through them.
Bring some in tomorrow. I'll take some off your hands.
I will give you people nothing.
Thank you. Here's my side story.
That's one of my hard candy likes.
Yeah.
Continue.
So the seventh grade version of me, I think that's the right time frame.
Same frame, same body?
Seventh, basically. A little thinner then.
less beer belly.
my buddy Jason found a video in one of his dad's drawers that was supposed to be hidden.
Already.
It was the first such video we had all been privy to growing up. And it was
The 86 World Series?
It was called Hard Candy. Back to you, Mike.
Oh, there you go. As Pete the Body's face drops.
Yeah, it was the 87 World Series.
There you go. Delphine Jones. All right. So, hard candy. Also, I like... you know, one of those candies you get, you know, I was at the diner the other day. For those people that don't live in the Tri-State area, that's like a restaurant.
I think they have diners in most places.
It's like a
now.
It's like a Denny's on steroids.
There's diners everywhere.
New York Jones. So anyway.
You know, you guys have a funny habit of explaining things you don't need to explain, but then not explaining things that you probably should have explained. I've noticed that as an avid Taz and Moose listener over the last 2 years.
Anyway.
It's not called New York Drive-Ins and Dives.
Yeah, I like, I'm trying to do some hard candy. Oh, yeah, at the diner. You know when you go to the diner and then you pay, and then they got the frickin' those white candies, and it looks, and you know what I mean? It's like a little jelly type, not jelly in it. What the hell are they?
Those are like good. Mints, but they're like mints,
right,
but I don't think they're hard candy,
They're not
candy,
hard
though.
Candies,
no.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you chew them.
Right, but they're good, though. That's what I felt like plugging them right now. It's like eating just straight sugar, those things. Straight. As opposed to all the other candy we eat as humans. What's another big-time hard candy? I know there's another one I like.
Jolly Rancher?
Yeah, over...
The Everlasting Gobstopper?
Gobstoppers are good. Jolly Rancher's a little overrated. I don't like Runts.
What about Now and Later? Usually when you eat it, it's hard.
Does a Starburst count? Because it is hard. Like, you need to soften a Starburst.
No, I don't think that
come
counts.
On, stop. Right.
But I will say this topically. Candy canes are really annoying to
they
eat.
They suck. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
They do, though. They're freaking annoying. Candy canes. I got to eat something that's shaped like a hook. I almost choked to death as a kid. My father's like, what are you eating that for? That is Christmas.
That's the day things change.
Yeah.
Sweet little Taz eating a candy cane. Dad knocks it out of your hand. We don't need hooks.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're in the sportatorium.
Yeah. He's on his way to Aqueduct. That's how that went. Unbelievable. All right, my God. Bonnie, how my mom jammed?
Who has a better chance to make the Super Bowl? And give your honest answer. The Vikings or the Bills?
Why do you got to put my team in there like that? Why are you going to do that?
It's a good question.
Because I think it's actually difficult to answer.
Well, Dalvin Cook's not playing this weekend, right?
That is true.
So it's not them. How about that? That's my theory.
Oh, he could be back.
No, I know. I'm joking. I don't know, dude. I'm going to go with the Bills. Not just because I'm a Bills fan. You gave me two teams that are, like, it's a good question. You're right. But those two teams are good teams, but yeah, who knows? I would lean towards the Bills simply because of the defense. I just think the defense is as advertised. Our rush defense has gotten a little bit better. And defensive backfield is legit. The linebackers are legit. Excuse me. I would go, because of the defense, I would go Bills.
I'll agree with Taz, because he's Taz, and because I think the AFC bracket is easier than the NFC bracket. The Bills, I think, could possibly win in Kansas City, in New England.
Really?
Even
like in Kansas City?
Baltimore is the toughest sell. Oh. The Vikings having to go through Green Bay, Seattle, San Francisco, New Orleans. I just don't see that happening. But I do think the Bills could somehow sneak their way through the AFC. Maybe they have a 10% chance, but it's like 2% for the Vikings to get out of the NFC.
All right, Mike, what else you got?
Chris Paul for the Thunder bought the entire team custom suits. Is that about him, or is it about his teammates?
Teammates. But here's the thing. If you get the whole team custom suits, what do you got to do? I mean, I guess they must bring he probably brought a tailor into the locker room or to his house, and they measure them all. How many guys are on an NBA team?
15.
All right, so that's not that bad. I'm saying, as far as the tailors, the guy's got to measure up all these giant, tall guys. You know, these guys are 7 foot tall. Imagine how long their limbs are. Gee whiz. Guy's got a 64-inch inseam. What the hell? I'm not even 64 inches as a human.
Yeah. I'm a 44 extra long.
This guy looks like he's on stilts, this friggin' guy. All right, what else you got? Earl Hershiser.
When they give these national rankings for recruiting classes and they say a team
they're ridiculous.
One, is it tough to gauge based on somebody that's 17?
Yes. It happened to my kid as a lacrosse player. Yeah. All his friends, too. It's tough. That stuff, it's just stuff for the media that covers these games, in my opinion. These guys, these writers and for publications, for people to push their websites. And, Andrew, you call college sports as a play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
You're on top of the stuff more than me. I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
I just don't know why we need to have lists for everything, right? I mean, like, we're smarter than that. We can have a conversation about, like, who goes where, who does what, who's good, who's not, like, without making a list. Like, National Signing Day happened yesterday. Tell me the guys that went where. But don't give me some weird like computer ranking that Clemson at 92.4 has the best recruiting class in the country.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree. I mean, there's always going to be top 100 players, top 50 players. That's always going to happen.
Yeah,
though.
But it was like yesterday you were sitting like, he's the number 94th inside linebacker. Like, and really, who's sitting there scientifically splitting between 90 and 99 inside linebackers around the country high school football?
It happened to my kid. My kid's the top 100 player out of high school. And I don't remember his number. He was 70, 80 and change, whatever he was. And he would laugh. Like, yeah. And the three kids above him.
Two of the kids played his position.
Yeah, he knew, and they were all good players. Like,
right,
like, you could split hairs and say one was better than the other. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, look, Mike P, great job. You know, Stella Heller, awesome. Andrew Bogish, you're the man. All you people who called the show, engage on social media. Thank you. I'm gone tomorrow, folks. Till then, I'll talk to you tomorrow. So will Andrew. All right, bye.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.